Last night, of course, was Halloween. And you would, if you would ask any child for sure, and probably most adults, they would say that last night is more important than today. But what is Halloween? It comes from an old English term that means All Hallows' Eve. Or if we were to speak in more modern English, All Saints' Eve. And just like Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve, it is simply the night that precedes the more important feast day. Last night, you probably saw all sorts of ghosts and goblins and witches and devils and princesses and kings and maybe even a few sports figures. But I bet you didn't see anybody dressed up as a saint, which is what that night is really all about. At least that's the way it started out centuries ago. And now people tend to treat it as a morbid observance of death, as something to be scared of and to be frightened people with. Personally, I think the most frightening thing to see on Halloween would be somebody dressed in a Cubs jersey. But as a celebration of the saints, who is it that we are celebrating today? When I was young, my two favorite heroes of all time were Roy Rogers and the Lone Ranger. Both were called good guys because they were good, and they always triumphed in the end, as good is supposed to do. It didn't hurt that they both rode horses. But these days, kids look up to superheroes. Batman and Spider-Man and Wonder Woman and countless others, particularly the Star Wars figures. They don't ride horses, they pilot spaceships. And I suppose that they do triumph in the end, although they use superhuman powers to help them, thus the term superheroes. And the violence used on their way to victory seems much more intense than what I saw when I was growing up. In the old days, heroes didn't have superpowers. They used only what they were endowed with by nature, their God-given abilities. From a spiritual standpoint, the saints are our heroes. They weren't endowed with any special powers either. They used only what they had been blessed with by God. And as such, they were just like us, like we're supposed to be. And if we don't understand that, then we have no hope of ever being like them. They were ordinary people. The poor in spirit, the meek and humble, seekers for justice and peace, just like we are supposed to be. And it was in their ordinariness that they became holy. On this All Saints Day, let us use the saints as our guides and models on the path to holiness. For they are our real heroes.